One of my prayers is I may finish the ministry well.
我其中一个祷告就是希望说我能够在接受那个我的侍奉是能够好好的接受
to the glory of God.
并且是让我的一生侍奉成为对神的一个赞美，是能够归荣耀于天父。
I grieve and you grieve about the number of people who fail in the ministry.
我们有时候听到有些人在侍奉中跌倒的那些传道人牧师，我们实在是心里为他们难过。
It does not need to be so.
但是其实并不需要如此。
It is difficult to fully analyze all the reasons for failing in ministry.
当然是要去详细的分析为什么会在侍奉中跌倒，是一个很复杂的一个问题。
But there's one common denominator I've learned.
但是据我的观察，有一个是常有的现象。
It is the matter of this commitment to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
这个就是对耶稣基督是否很忠诚的问题。
It is the difference between me being in charge of my ministry or the Lord Jesus Christ being in charge of my life.
而这个很分别就是说，是我自己来到控制我的侍奉。
It is the difference between serving our Lord Jesus in our flesh or serving Him by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the difference between seeking ministry only for my own pleasure, for my own gain, for my own gratification, or for the glory of God.
就是在侍奉中，到底我们是为了自己的好处、自己的益处、自己的还能欢喜来到侍奉呢，还是说我们是将一切的荣耀是归给神，让神得着最大的荣耀？The
Apostle Paul understood this very well.
使徒保罗很了解这个重要。And
that's why he wrote some very interesting words in the middle of his great treatise on the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以在他提到那个。 复活的大能，复活的真理的时候，他是讲了一些很重要的话。In
1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul said the following.
在哥林多前书第十五章，保罗说，
Very simply, very clearly, he said something.
他讲得很清楚。He
said, I die daily.
他说，我是每一天是还能死的。My
brothers and sisters, I prayed that early this morning in my hotel room.
今天早上当我起来的时候，我在旅馆的房间里祷告。
I face that every day of my life, and so do you in the ministry.
其实每一天我们都要在生命里面是舍己。
And we always must come to the same place, to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每天都需要是来到耶稣基督的十字架的前面。
Paul shared this truth with the Corinthian Christians.
保罗跟哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹们分享这个真理。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he said the following.
在哥林多后书第五章他说,
Jesus Christ died once and for all.
耶稣一次为我们众人死掉。
That they who live should no longer live for themselves.
以致那些活着的人不再为自己而活。
But for him who died for them and rose again.
而是为那位为他们死而复活的主而活。
We all have memorized Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20.
我们也大概可能都很背熟了，加拉太书二章二十节。Again,
we need to practice it daily.
我们是需要每一天来到实在的履行这个真理。I
am crucified with Christ.
我已与基督同钉十字架。Nevertheless,
I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面。And
the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
我是因信靠神的儿子而活。
Who loved me and who gave himself for me.
他是爱我,
My brothers and sisters, we need to return to basic commitment to Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives, the Lord of our ministries.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们今天需要回转回到那最基本的一步，就是说我们要对主来到委身，让主成为我们生命跟我们侍奉的主。
Commitment to the call of Jesus Christ.
我们是要对主的呼召忠诚。
Commitment to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
我们是要对主忠诚，让他做我们生命的主。
Commitment to the guidance of Jesus Christ.
让我们是对主的是带领来到回应。
Have you ever wished you were one of the children of Israel?
你是不是曾经说，如果我生长在当时那个以色列人的时代多好？
And the Lord would guide you very clearly each day by a cloud in the sky.
每天早上起来就看见有云柱，晚上有火柱。
And then this big pillar of fire at night.
晚上就有火柱。
Jesus never said following him was easy.
耶稣从来没有说是跟随他是容易的事情。
We deny ourselves and take up our cross daily, and thirdly, we follow him.
我们是需要是舍己，我们需要背起十字架，让我们需要跟随他。
How do you follow Jesus?
你是怎么样子跟随耶稣？
A few months ago, I was flying through an airport someplace in the world, I don't remember where.
但在几个月之前，我不记得在世界哪一个角落，我是在一个飞机场。
Like Thomas and many of you, we spent a lot of time going through airports.
正如好像黄永信牧师以及我们在座的一些的牧长们，你们常常都是在飞来飞去的。
But I do remember my flight was delayed.
但是我记得那天我的班机是误点了。
I had a lot of work to do, so I went to find a quiet corner in the terminal.
因为那天我有许多事情要处理，所以我就在飞机场一个很安静的角落坐下来。
And I sat down and opened my briefcase and took out my computer and began to do some work.
然后我坐下来，我就拿出我的那个笔记电脑，然后开始还在那个做一点事情。
And suddenly I was interrupted by a young man I'd never seen before.
忽然之间有一个年轻人，从来素昧谋面的，可能是跟我谈话。
And he said, "Excuse me, sir, are you Paul Cedar?"
然后这个年轻人说，对不起，请问你是不是还在 Paul Cedar 还在牧师？
And I said, "Yes, I think so."
我说，我想我大概是吧。
And we began to talk.
然后我们开始聊天。
This young man had just graduated from seminary.
这个年轻人是刚刚从神学院毕业的。
And he was praying about God's will.
然后他是还在祈求主在他生命里的旨意。
And he was saying, "I'm very confused about the will of God."
他说我对神的旨意是实在是很不清楚。
He said, "Some of my seminary professors tell me it's very easy."
可能有些的可能神学院教授讲给我听说很容易就能够明白神的旨意。
And he said,They just have this very rational plan.
然后呢，那个他们是有一个很理智的计划。
And they basically said to him, "You have a mind, just reason it out."
反正他们说哈，那个你用你的脑筋是来到思想，来到推论，你就可以得到答案。
God has made you a rational being, just reason and you know use your common sense and just go and do it.
上帝给了你哈的那个哈的头脑，你就是哈的用头脑的思想来到哈的是。得到答案，然后你就去行吧。
But I have other Christian friends who tell me, no, that's not the way to do it.
但是我有一些其他的基督徒朋友，他们说不，这个不是很能那个了解神旨意的方法。
You need to be led by the Holy Spirit.
你需要好能服从圣灵的带领。
You need to be led by God's word.
你需要好能那个服从神话语的带领。
And then, of course, this was the question he wanted to ask me. What do you think?
然后这个年轻人就说，到底您想是怎么一回事？
I said, "Well, young man, I tell you something."
我就说，年轻人，让我告诉你一件事。
I have found God's will to be wonderfully logical and rational.
我相信神的旨意一定是含的那个是合理的和逻辑的。
And then I smiled and I added the words, "In retrospect."
当我含的回过头来看的时候。
Is that a hard word to translate? That's a good. You did well. In other words.If I look back on my life, I see God wonderfully leading me, and it is all so logical, and it all fits so very well.
当我回过头来看的时候，我发现那个原来神在我生命里的带领是那么样子合情合理的，并且是能那么样子配合的好。
But the day-by-day experience was quite different.
但是当我每一天在经历的时候，那个是完全另外一回事。
I usually have had to walk by faith instead of sight.
我和那变成常常是需要凭着信心而不凭眼见来到生活。
And my wife Jeannie and I over the years, God has called us to do many foolish things.
而那在过往的这年日里面，我的师母跟我常常听到神的呼召，叫我们去做一些很不可想象的事情。
Is that been true of you?
您想是不是在您的生命里面也有这种经历？
I've had Christian friends sometimes say, "That can't be where God's leading you. That's too foolish."
有时候我有一些的基督徒朋友说，这个不可能是神的旨意吧？这个太冒险了，或者这个是太不可想象。
For example, God has never called me to a new ministry in which I had an increase in my pay.
那那个比如举个例子，神每一次呼召我去到一个新的工厂，并不是说一定，并从来去的这个工厂都不是说有那个薪水奉上的增加。
I've always had a decrease in salary.
每次我去那个一个新的工厂，就我的薪水就更降下一点。If
God calls me to change ministry one more time, I won't have anything.
我想如果神再呼召我去换一个工厂呢，我可能还能一无所有了。No,
quite to the contrary, God has cared for us very wonderfully.
但是另外一方面，好的，我们看见神奇妙的供应，神照顾我们的绝顶好。
A number of years ago, I was a crusade director for Billy Graham Association.
那个好像在几年前，我是那个格培里或者格里汉那个好像那个布道团的那个负责人。Our
baby daughter became very ill and was not expected to live.
当时好像那个我的好像小女儿是好像病得很重，好像大概活不下来。She
hovered between life and death for many months.
然后在好几个月里面，她是一直都是在生死边缘当中。And
the doctors finally told us she cannot live. She will die. It's just not a matter of if; it's merely a matter of when.
啊，那那个最后，好像医生就是说，可能他不能够活下去了。这个并不是说他能够活下去的问题，而是说这个是只是他哪时候离开世界。Mr.
Graham and the members of the Graham team were very kind and very gracious to us.
当时格里汉牧师还能以及他的同工对我们很好。And
they offered us a very gracious, generous job, which would allow us to settle down instead of be moving from one city to another.
那是他们还能为我们安排了一个侍奉的工厂，是可以还能是留住下来的，不需要还能常常在路上奔波。But
at the same time, we received a letter from a man I'd never met.
但是同时，我们也还能收到一封信，是从一个素昧谋面的人寄来的。And
he invited us to come to a little church in Southern California.
还能，然后还能他邀请我们是到南加州的一个很小的教会去。It
was just a new church plant.
当时只是一个新开始的教会。They
weren't sure whether they could pay a salary or not.
那他们不确定是不是能够好像付我们的薪水。But
they thought so.
但他们想大概可以付我们的薪水。As
we prayed about it, amazing thing happened.
然后我们祷告就很奇妙地发生了。We
believe God was calling us to come to this little church.
然后我们相信神是呼召我们到这个小教会去。
And to leave all the prestige and the privileges of working for the Billy Graham Association, which we enjoyed so much.
我们很欢喜，还能跟他们格里汉牧师的布道团同工，还能并且那个也是一个很有还能受人尊敬的一个的侍奉。但是还能神呼召我们离开那里。It
was very foolish.
还能在世人看来这是一个很愚蠢的决定。It became
a matter of obedience to Christ.
但是还能我们是挣扎，是还能那个要服从耶稣基督。Many
of our Christian friends became angry with us.
还能有一些我们基督徒的朋友是对我们还能生气。The
doctor told us they were not sure our daughter would be able to survive the trip.
还能我们的还能那个医生说，我们的女儿可能根本还能那个不能够还能那个承受这个还能搬家的这件事。But
the call of the Holy Spirit was very clear.
但是圣灵的呼召是十分的清楚。And
it became a matter of obedience as opposed to disobedience.
然后还能变成是不是我们要服从耶稣基督。And
we came from Michigan all the way to Southern California in the middle of the summer heat.
然后我们是还能在大夏天的时候从密歇根州还能搬到还能南加州来。We
arrived in Yorba Linda, California the same day that Neil Armstrong stepped out into the moon.
然后还能那个是 在我们到尤伯林的那里，而那天正是尼尔·阿姆斯特朗，美国的太空人，是登陆在月球上的日子。It
was a giant step for us to come.
那个对我们来讲也是一大步。But
how God blessed and honored.
但是神祝福了我们。One
of the foolish things we did was having to give up our medical insurance.
那当然，他呢，其中一样我们所做的，世人看为愚昧的事情，就是说，我们是要放弃我们的那个医疗保险。Trusting
God with all our hearts.
我们还能只有是信靠神。When
we arrived, our daughter was very ill. We had to take her to the doctor immediately.
啊，那当我们来到加州的时候，我们的女儿是病得很重，我们立刻就要带她去看医生。
He sent us to the hospital immediately with no medical insurance.
然后呢, 他立刻就呢, 我们当时并没有任何医疗保险,
to Children's Hospital in Los Angeles.
然后呢,
we didn't know, the doctors in the East didn't know, but God knew something very special about that hospital.
但是呢,虽然在东岸的医生不知道,我们不知道,但是呢,神的计划中知道那个
one of the few specialists in the world with Debbie's problem was there.
然后呢,那个我们的女儿 Debbie,她的病的那个专家,很罕有的专家,就是在那个医院里面。
And over the next 10 to 12 years, she went through over 150 surgeries.
然后在接下来的那个10年到12年之中,她是经历了150次的手术开刀。
And God healed her wonderfully.
And
today she's the mother of two of the most precious grandchildren in the world.
And
we're going to celebrate the birthday of her little girl this
weekend.
But in the meantime, God did another wonderful thing. We didn't know, but God knew.
我们不知道,
that the denomination we were serving in the Evangelical Free Church,
我们当时是在这个,嗯,播道会,嗯,是侍奉,
the day we arrived in Southern California,
当我们来到南加州的时候,
they went into a new medical plan for their pastors.
他们是,嗯,那个,为他们的牧师安排了一个新的医疗保险计划,
and they had a 1 or 2 week window for any pre-existing conditions to be accepted.
然后呢,只有1到2个礼拜的时间,他们是可以接受那个以前的有病例的一些的情况。
And God provided medical insurance for Debbie.
然后神很奇妙的为我们的女儿 Debbie是提供了医疗保险,
which paid nearly $500,000 in benefits over those years.
然后在那些年间是为她的病是付出了大概是50万美金。
My brothers and sisters, it is a great privilege and honor of life to follow Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,在生命中是跟随耶稣基督是一个的特权,也是一个的荣誉。He
will never leave us, he will never forsake us.
他答应说他永远不会放弃我们。He
will provide all of our needs.
他会和那个供应我们一切的需要。He
will love us and he will care for us.
他会爱我们,他会关怀我们。He will,他会关怀我们。He
will provide us, he will protect us.
他答应说他会照顾我们。
As Paul said, he who calls you is to be trusted.
啊,那正如保罗所说的,那呼召你们的是信实的。
He will do it.
而他并不会食言。
Paul summarized this very well in Galatians chapter 5.
在哥拉太书第五章,使徒保罗把这个是讲得很清楚。
In verse 25.
在25节。
The New English Bible has a wonderful translation of this verse.
在新英文圣经里面,有一个很好的翻译。
If the Holy Spirit is the source of your life,
如果,我是把它从英文那边翻过来,如果在生命中你是服从圣灵的带领,
then allow Him to direct your course.
让他来到带领你的路。
Be men and women of the Word of God.
做神那个话语的精兵。
Be men and women who are possessed by the Holy Spirit. Allow our Lord to direct our course. There are many things we could say about commitment to Jesus Christ. But I believe this verse, Luke 9:23, summarizes them all.
但是我相信我们今天所思想的路加福音第9章23节是总结了其中的精髓。
If anyone would come after me, let him or her deny themselves.
若有人要跟随我,他就当舍己。
Commitment to his call.
让我们是服从主的呼召。
Let him take up his cross daily.
要天天背起自己的十字架。
Commitment to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
让我们服从耶稣基督在我们生命里的主权。
And let him follow me.
让我们跟随主。
Commitment to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
跟随主在我们生命中的带领。
Several years ago, I had a very moving experience not far from here.
几年前,我在离这里不远的地方,我有一个很感动的经历。
I was invited to speak at the commencement, the graduation ceremonies of a new Chinese seminary.
我是在一个刚实新成立的,是那个华人的神学院的那个开学礼上。
I understand that the president of that seminary is here today.
并且我知道那个神学院的院长今天也在我们当中。
The graduating class was very small.
当时的那个毕业礼的学生是很少。
But I will never forget what took place that night.
但是我永远不会忘记那天晚上发生的事情。
The graduate who was the valedictorian of his class spoke before I spoke.
然后在那一批的毕业生之中, 那个班代表是在我讲话之前, 他是站出来是致辞。
I will never forget what he said. I've shared this story in many parts of the world. He said, I was imprisoned for my faith in Jesus Christ in China for many years.
他说我在中国大陆的时候, 为着我信仰的缘故, 曾经被坐牢多年。
He said, when I used to sit in my prison cell and often in solitary confinement, I would pray that someday the Lord would free me from prison.
我常常是在被单独囚禁的时候,我是在静中,是静默中祷告,求主有一天让我能够出来得到自由。
And he said, I prayed that if I were ever released from prison and had the opportunity, I wanted to go to seminary. I wanted to go and study the Word of God.
如果我能够出狱得到自由,我有一天我要进神学院,我要学习主的话。
So he said, when by God's grace I was freed a few years ago, God very wonderfully let me come to the United States and to study His Word.
而几年前,借着神的恩典,我重获自由了,然后我来到美国,我是在这里实行的。
But then he did not say, as so many Western Christians would say, now I am in the life of comfort, I'm going to stay here. Now I make very clear, God could have called him to stay here, and that would have been right. He would have been obeying God. But he said, I believe God is calling me to return to China.
但是他说,我相信神呼召我是要再一次回到中国去。
And to teach other pastors and other Christians what I have learned here.
是要回去教导其他的牧师同工,我在这里所学习到的东西。
And I may be imprisoned again.
我可能会再一次坐牢。
But it will be worth it.
但是那是值得的。
Dear friends, here was a young man who was following Jesus.
愿意跟随耶稣的年轻人。
That's where commitment begins.
那个就是,
if we are going to be sentinels in the new millennium, it must begin with an unreserved commitment to Jesus Christ.
如果我们要做新时代的守望者, 我们一定要毫无保留地对主忠诚。
And a commitment to preach that kind of gospel to others.
并且我们是要愿意是将这个福音传给其他的人。
To invite them not to the life of ease, not to the life of consumerism, but to the life of discipleship. Brothers and sisters, regardless of how young we are, those of us here today or how old we are, let us make a common commitment.
无论我们今天是年轻还是年长,让我们都有一个共同的对主的委身。
And that is that we will follow Jesus.
让我们说,主啊,我愿意跟随你。
Shall we pray?
让我们同心祷告。
Father, that is our prayer.
慈爱的天父,这是我们的祈祷。
We would follow Jesus.
我们愿意跟随耶稣。
In deep and clear commitment to Him.
我们是深深的。 是还能清楚地跟随他,
In whose name we give thanks.
在他的奉他的名我们感谢。
Amen.
Amen.